Mecklenburg County's health department says COVID-19 outbreaks in construction sites are driving an increase of cases in the Latino community. WFAE's Steve Harrison says Latinos make up a disproportionate share of the county's cases.
At the start of Mecklenburg's outbreak, Black residents were hit hard, at one point making up nearly half of all cases. But that's changed. Black residents now make up 32% of known infections, and Latinos comprise nearly 35% of all cases in the county, despite being only 14% of the population.
That number is rising fairly rapidly. And most of these are young Hispanics. We're seeing a good number in individuals less than 20, but the majority of them are in the 20 to 39 age group.
That's Mecklenburg Health Director Gibby Harris, who says the county plans to increase an educational campaign about social distancing and the importance of wearing masks.
We are seeing some outbreaks in construction sites that we need to pay attention to.
Harris spoke with county business leaders during a roundtable Tuesday. Rocio Gonzalez with the Latin American Chamber says she plans to speak with religious leaders in the Latino community and encourage them to urge people to wear masks.
There is a big thought that God will protect us, and that's why we should not be wearing masks, because we are protected by God. So I am going to take advantage of being in front of about 30 different leaders of the their clergy and religious organizations to ask if they could please support us in sharing the information and how important it is to protect themselves.
While Latinos are being impacted by COVID-19, they represent less than 2% of the Mecklenburg deaths from the virus. The number of confirmed infections has risen in Mecklenburg in the past week. Harris says she believes that's the result of increased testing. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Mecklenburg has also increased, with 68 patients. That's the highest number since 3 weeks ago, but not as many as the peak of 111 patients in early April. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.